I'm now joined with Peter Cunningham, former treasurer and presenter at Near Media Co-op, to speak about his time working as a surveyor whilst raising a young family locally here in Bayside and also studying law at the same time. He has since been called to the bar. Good afternoon, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Johnny. How are you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
That's good. First of all, Peter, congratulations on your recent achievement, being called to the
Many
bar.
Many thanks.
You're most welcome from all of us here at Near FM. How does it feel for you to have achieved this?
It feels terrific. It's a culmination of 4 years of a lot of hard work and amount of sacrifice, not just on my part, but also on my family's part. So to have gotten there and been called to the Bar of Ireland is, it does feel like a real big achievement. So I'm very happy with myself, Johnny. It's fair to say.
I'd say you are. Congratulations again. Tell us briefly, Peter, about the years and your time as treasurer and presenter at Near FM.
Well, I was involved at Near FM for about 20 years or so, and I initially presented music programmes. But then I got involved a bit with current affairs as well, and I was on the Between the Lines show a number of times on a Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m, I believe that was. And as part of the music shows as well, I would have interviewed candidates for previous general elections and local elections to get their playlists, Johnny, I suppose, you know, their musical selections, as opposed to them talking to us about politics, which they generally would. So to see another side to those politicians. And I was treasurer as well for, I think, the guts of about 12 or 13 years. And I was on the board of the board of management of the media co-op for about 15 years. So I had a lot of involvement, and I suppose that came to an end about a year ago when I decided I needed to spend more time on my work and on my studies, approaching the last year of my studying for the bar.
Okay, so obviously you were doing this at the same time as working for CIE, studying for the bar and raising a family at the same time.
Yes.
That's a busy time, I'd say, yeah. What inspired you to study for the bar in the first place?
I suppose it's fair to say, Johnny, that law was a niche that I needed to scratch. It had been on my mind for quite a while. I've got a fairly serious interest in law and politics. And while I work as a surveyor, and I enjoy that work and I'm very grateful for it, I wanted to do the law. I wanted to get in and study it and get the qualification. I was in my mid-40s when I started, so I was in need of a new challenge, Johnny, and some people, when they want a challenge, you know, they'll train for a marathon or they'll train for a triathlon. But my challenge was to study law and to get called to the bar. That was my Everest, if you want to put it that way. So it was a combination of really wanting to do law and needing a new challenge. So they're really my primary motivations, Johnny, for going back to studying.
Okay, and where did you study, by the way? Which college or university?
I studied in King's Inns, so I was studying there for 4 years. Initially, I did the diploma in legal studies, which was a 2-year diploma, and it's labelled, Johnny, as a part-time course. But I was in lectures 4 nights a week, from 5:45 until 8. One of those nights was until 9, and then every second Saturday morning for 2 years, I was in tutorials until from 9:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock or thereabouts. So while it was termed a part-time course, it was really a full-time course, given the amount of material that we had to get through in those 2 years and the amount of commitment I had to give to lectures. And in fact, when we graduated from the diploma after 2 years, the service was officiated by Justice George Birmingham, who's the president of the Court of Appeal. And he told us that what we got through in 2 years part-time is the equivalent of what other people study 3 years full-time for a law degree. So that was the commitment that was required for the diploma. Then when I got through that, I had to sit entrance exams for the degree course, which was 2 years ago, which was 5 exams over 5 days, constitutional law, criminal, contract, tort and evidence. And then I studied for the degree again at King's Inns for 2 years, which was again part-time, and that was carried out over weekends. So every second weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 until 5 for 2 years up until May of this year. So that was the commitment that was required in order to get this far.
Okay. Is the long-term plan to eventually work for yourself, go out on your own?
The long-term plan is to see what happens, Johnny, I suppose. I did the studying for myself. I didn't do it to necessarily advance my career because I felt that if I did this contingent on something else happening, such as a career goals, then I wouldn't be happy simply to get the qualification. I wanted to get the qualification. I wanted it for myself. It's a great qualification to have. It looks good on your CV. But ultimately, I do have a young family and a mortgage, and I can't go out on my own while I have those priorities and those obligations. And they are my firm priorities, obviously. There is a possibility that I might practice in the future when I've less financial obligations. I could go down to the bar, devil for a couple of years and see what happens. But short term, I am staying where I am, and I'll see if I can use my qualification to assist me in my career with CIE.
So Peter, tell us how you actually had managed to juggle life during the years of working, studying and raising a family at the same time.
Well, firstly, first and foremost, you need the support of your spouse. And I had 100% huge support from my wife, Eva, who I need to give so much credit to. It would have been absolutely impossible without her buy-in, encouragement. And she was there with me yesterday when I was called to the bar. Not in the Supreme Court, unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, there was less of us in there. But she was there with me the whole way. And unless you have that support from your family, it's impossible. And my daughters are great as well. Now, they're young. They're 12 and 8 now. So they would have been 8 and 4 when I started. But still, they knew what I was doing. And they never pressurized me. And I couldn't have done anything without them. Secondly, Johnny, you need to be organized to within an inch of your life in order to do the amount that I did over the last 4 years. I was very busy in work. I had some serious work projects going on. Family is priority and you drop everything for family. Thankfully, no crises came up during that time. But to work, to raise a family, which my wife did most of during that time, to study for the bar, and also the work I was doing with Nir at the time as well, it was quite a lot. So time management is crucial. You have to prioritise what you want to get done on a day-to-day basis. You have to be utterly prepared for your lectures, your tutorials, and for your exams. And you need to be getting up very early in the morning as well, Johnny. So that's kind of how I managed it for the 4 years.
Okay. And I'd say a social life probably was non-existent for those 4 years.
It was certainly very much curtailed. Yeah, it had to be. I mean, you know, you'd prioritise certain things, certain birthdays, certain events. But yeah, if you're getting up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning to get some studying done or to get working on an assignment, you don't want to be out until 1 o'clock, you know, the night before. It just doesn't work.
No, I can understand. By the way, how many children do you have and how old are they now?
Well, yes, I've 2 girls. They're 12 and 8 and they were 4 and 8 when I started. Leisha and Maeve, two wonderful girls. And I'm hoping that I've set them an example as well, because education is a lifelong thing. It doesn't stop when you're 18. It doesn't stop when you're 22. There's no reason why any of us can't go back and fulfill our educational ambitions in our 40s or 50s or beyond. Again, once you prioritise what's important in your life and you have the support of the people around you, then there's no reason why you can't carry on learning and exercising your brain muscles well into your middle ages and beyond.
Yes, absolutely. And time management, as you mentioned earlier. So basically, you attended classes and studied in the evening time and during weekends. How difficult was it for you in terms of pressure? I'm sure there must have been some stressful moments.
There was plenty of stressful moments, but you have to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, it isn't worth it at all. So I very much enjoyed it. I was with people with similar interests. So, you know, if we're meeting up for coffee before lectures or during breaks, we'd all be discussing similar interests, which was basically law and politics. So there was no boring moments from that point of view. And plus, studying the likes of criminal law, constitutional law, contract law, it's all quite invigorating. You learn things that you didn't realise before. The tutorials at King's Inns as well are very interactive. So you find yourself engaging in debates, really, during those tutorials and getting down to the nitty-gritty of law and how it's applied to different real life and, I suppose, potential hypothetical scenarios as well. So great credit to King's Inns. The way they carry out their lectures and their tutorials helps to make it all the more invigorating. And that makes it easier to go to. So while there are stressful moments and certainly coming up to exams, and I think during the diploma alone, I did 19 exams and 14 assignments over 2 years, and then 13 more exams for the degree. It is stressful. There's no question coming up to those periods. But the way to minimise the stress, Johnny, is to be organised as you go along and make sure you tick the boxes you need to tick well in advance of your deadlines.
Did you find that Christmas and summer breaks enabled you to spend more quality time with your family, or did you have to make time to study for part of those periods?
It was a bit of a mixture. During the diploma, during years 1 and 2, I was able to just relax for the summer. But after I finished the diploma in year 2, I would have finished it in May, got my results in June. And then when I realised that I passed and done well on that, then I qualified to sit entrance exams in August. So between June and August of 2019 was constant study as well. And then after I qualified to get onto the degree, I had about a month off then before the degree started. Then last summer... I had plenty of time with the family, but I did make a point of reading the manuals during the summer as well when I had downtime in order to keep up to date with what I needed to know. And then Christmas, you know, you got to take a break at Christmas, John. You know, I took a week or so every Christmas. You just have to take a break.
And oh, yes, of course. I can understand. Yeah. And how does your family feel right now that you have graduated in law?
Yeah, they're very proud of me. They really are. You know, they've made quite a fuss of me. I had a the online graduation. Everything's online now, Johnny, as you know, with COVID. I had the online graduation from King's Inns on Tuesday evening of this week. Sorry, what day? Sorry, Thursday, Monday evening of this week, which is lovely. And the Chief Justice was part of that, and he made a very nice presentation to us all, again, over Zoom. And it was lovely seeing the happy faces of all my fellow graduates from the degree course. And then yesterday I had the call to the bar itself. So, you know, I donned the wig and the gown because it might be the only opportunity I'll get to wear them, Johnny. So I donned those yesterday in the sweltering heat as well. And I had a day out in the Supreme Court with the Chief Justice and my fellow graduates. And my family are delighted. They're very proud. My mother is extremely proud of me. She's always prioritised education as hugely important to her and to her family. And she, you know, she's part of the inspiration for this as well. So my family are very, very proud, and I couldn't be more grateful to them and the amount of support and help they've given me over the last 4 years. It would have been impossible without them.
Absolutely. Well, I'd say heat or no heat, I'd say it was a real pleasure to wear the gown and the wig and all that.
It was. No, I actually borrowed the wig and the gown off a senior counsel called Ross Fanning. So I need to pass my thanks to him as well.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Peter, unless anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, not really, Johnny. Just to say that I'm aware of how privileged I am to have been able to, been in a position to study law for the last 4 years. I've been very fortunate, and I hope to use that maybe to give something back in the future, and I'm already considering ideas in that regard, Johnny.
Okay, Peter, thanks again for joining us, and congratulations again on your achievement. Great talking with you. All the very best. Do take care.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, that was Peter Cunningham, former treasurer and presenter at Near FM, talking about his time working as a surveyor whilst raising a young family and studying law all at the same time.